This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The Edmonton Oil Kings and Portland Winterhawks continue to battle it out for the Ed Chenault Cup. And it's back to Alberta for a Game 6. So we'll have the latest coming up in moments after a thrilling Game 5 in Portland. Kootenay Ice captain Sam Reinhart is building quite the hockey resume, and he's still a year away from the NHL entry draft. Well, he's back home now after leading Canada's under-18 team to a second straight gold medal. He'll be our guest. And Brendan Gallagher has had quite the NHL rookie season. The former Vancouver Giant, just 1 year removed, is a Calder nominee for Rookie of the Year. We'll have more on that later. Edmonton Oil King forward Michael St. Croix's overtime goal has extended the WHL Championship Series. Shaw TV's Dan Russell with the call in Game 5 from the Rose Garden in Portland.
And the Edmonton Oil Kings, the defending champs, they remain the defending champs as they have scored in overtime at 7:24. We have a Game 6 in Edmonton on Sunday. This was a fantastic by the Edmonton Oil Kings.
St. Croix, great playoffs so far. The overtime hero spoke with Stu Walters postgame.
How sweet was that victory forcing Game 6 on home ice?
Yeah, that was our one goal tonight, was to, you know, bring it home for another game at home at Rexall. And, you know, it was a battle to say the least. Leipzig had a really nice goal there to tie it up. And, you know, fortunately we got a bounce in the overtime and, you know, we're going home.
13 goals for you through the playoffs, leading the team. Tell us about your overtime winner.
It's kind of a blur. I think, you know, Rocker's such a good playmaker. I kind of just drove the net, tried to pass it across, and got it right back on my tape, shot, and it went in, but it was pretty nice.
Talk about that third period where you guys seemed to take a page out of Portland's book and, you know, came out gangbusters.
Absolutely. It's do or die at that point, and, you know, they win that period, they win the series, and we're done. So we knew it was a big period for us, and like I said, they tied it up there, but fortunately we got in overtime.
Oil Kings head coach Derek Laxtal says they stuck with it after some early Game 5 adversity.
We're just trying to live another day and get it back to Edmonton. Now we got it back to Edmonton. Now our focus is to get it back to Portland for Game 7. You know, especially giving up that first goal in the first 15 seconds and to respond and come back and get the lead in the third period. And, you know, it's one heck of an effort by our guys. But you know what? So we still got a lot of work to do, and it gives us a chance to play another day. And it was an outstanding game.
It sets up a Game 6 in Edmonton, Oil Kings and Winterhawks Sunday.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Kosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL, it's your time.
Kootenay Ice captain Sam Reinhart has led Canada to a second straight gold medal at the World Under-18 Hockey Championships. Back-to-back gold medals at the U18s must feel pretty good for you.
Yeah, it does. You know, every time you get a chance to put on the Canadian jersey, you know, it gives you that sense of motivation, and to do it with so many people cheering you on back home is a great accomplishment for our country.
Tell me about the tournament. Take me through it. I know that you had a great, you know, round robin, and then you get to that gold medal game against the U.S., and they're probably the favorites, but you guys find a way to win.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the whole tournament, we were focused on ourselves. You know, we knew there was some talented teams like the U.S. in there, and we knew eventually we would have to face them if we wanted to win. And you know, we were playing our best hockey at the right time, and the guys really clicked together. And you know, even in the final game, you know, we may have got outplayed at times, but you know, battled through it, stuck together, and were able to come out with a win at the right times.
And there was a huge WHL contingent, and you guys, I know, are pretty close. And, you know, Madison Bowie scored a real big goal for you in that game.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, I'm sorry we didn't have everyone, all the guys, you know, brought some underagers up who really pushed us to get better every day. And you know, it really gave us that sense of confidence, you know, when the new guys came in, when they got knocked out of playoffs. And, you know, it really had a calming effect on the rest of the team, which helped us out huge.
You were coached by Don Hay of the Vancouver Giants, and he's experienced there at the international level. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was a great experience to play for him. I'm sure everyone would feel the same way. You know, just knowing the experience he has and the success he's had as a coach, you know, when he's talking, you know, everyone's listening for sure.
The NHL draft is right around the corner now, and you know, you're not eligible. You've been through this process before, though, with your older brother and with your two older brothers, I should say. But this year, do you go down and get some experience just to see what it's all about leading up to next year?
I'm not too sure yet if I'm going to go down. You know, I either way, if I do or don't, you know, I saw last year, I saw how things work, and feel pretty comfortable with the situation, and more importantly, you know, throughout the year, saw how my brother handled it, and saw how some friends handled it this year around the league. So, you know, I feel pretty comfortable and confident with the situation that I'm going to be put in next year.
And you'll go back next year to a Kootenay team that I think is on the rise. Must be excited to get back to Cranbrook for next season. Big season for you personally, but a team in Kootenay that, you know, really made some great strides there in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's excited to get back there and start a new season. You know, we're confident with our second half, and you know, we're looking forward to bring that into the start of next season.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
For the last 2 months, Western Hockey League fans were encouraged to visit the RE/MAX Home Team Contest website and perform fun challenges for the chance to win weekly prizes and the grand prize. The contest received over 138,000 entries, with three lucky entrants being drawn as grand prize winners. Brian Sickstrom of Camrose, Alberta, was awarded the $13,000 first prize package, $5,000 from RE/MAX, $2,500 from Big Steel Box, $5,000 in gift cards from The Brick, and $500 in gift cards from General Paint. Elizabeth Peterson of High Prairie, Alberta, and Janice Haslam of Comox, BC, were the runner-up prize winners, each receiving a $2,500 gift card from The Brick. Congratulations to all the winners in the RE/MAX Home Team Contest.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
He didn't get the game tying goal. Does he get the game winner? He does! Brendan Gallagher and the Montreal Canadiens are in first place in the Northeast after an improbable comeback here in Boston.
Former Vancouver Giant Brendan Gallagher had quite the rookie season in the NHL. The tenacious forward has received the Calder Trophy nominee for the NHL's Rookie of the Year. In the NHL shortened season, Gallagher scored 15 goals and added 18 assists for 33 points in 44 games. And Gallagher appreciates the nomination, but says it wasn't something really on his radar.
You know, honestly, it doesn't mean that much to me. It's like, at the start of the year, I wasn't thinking about it too much. I mean, now that you get that recognition, it's nice to have, but I haven't worried about it too much now, and I'm not going to start. But like I said, there's a lot of young guys that have really good seasons, and it's just fun to be a part of.
Gallagher will be contested by the award by Brandon Saad of Chicago and Jonathan Huberdeau of the Florida Panthers. The NHL award winners will be announced next month. Hey, that's the show, and that's a wrap on the season for WHL This Week Radio Edition. I want to thank all the radio broadcasters from across the league for their help in putting together 33 episodes this season. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.